It's time now for Empowered Family Talk with Francita Hallris.
Do you want to empower families and young people in your community? Then take the time to make a tax-deductible contribution to the Coach Tate Fund. The Coach Tate Foundation is dedicated to helping young people and their families in learning and passing on the kinds of life skills that we all need to succeed. All too often, we hear about kids and their families having encountered life's difficulties that could have been easily avoided by knowing better decision-making skills, from anger management to money management to something as simple as learning to manage how we spend our time or how we use our job skills. Make a donation to the Coach Tate Fund. It'll help kids who need help and their families too. Make your contribution to the Coach Tate Fund. Get details at www.coachtatefoundation.com. And oh, by the way, thank you.
May the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Good morning, it's family time, and welcome back to Empower Family Radio Broadcast. We the people paying it forward in this 21st century as we come together to balance these scales of justice within our mental health. Are we ready? Are we ready to lead by example today for our tomorrow? And to all of our listeners this morning, we have a great topic here, mental health. And I want to give you several scriptures. This is a fascinating topic, but seven scriptures that you can read in your private, quiet reading time to meditate on this subject, mental health. And I'll give you Romans 7:23. As one scripture, and then I'll give you Romans 12:2, Philippians 4:8, 1 Peter 5:8, 2 Timothy 1:7. And out of all the definitions, the one that I believe will level set our conversation today for our listeners is Isaiah 5:20, 21. And it reads as such: woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight. I found that to be a fascinating scripture. And as we looked at the definition before we bring on our special guest today, we found a definition. There are many out there on mental health, but the one we believe best fit today's discussion, it says mental health, it is the foundation for the well-being and effective functioning of individuals. It is more than the absence of a mental disorder. It is the ability to think, learn, and understand one's emotions and reactions of others. Mental health is a state of balance, both within ourselves and within the environment. Now, I want to briefly introduce our guest today, and I'm delighted to be joined by our special guest, Ms. Ava Cotty, Mr. Jason Muhammad, and Mr. Johnny Connolly. Welcome to Empower Family Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you could join us today.
We are so happy to be here. Thank you for having us. Thank you.
And that's Mr. Johnny there?
Yes. Here, let me get him closer.
Oh, thank you all for having me. I appreciate it. It's a blessing.
Well, it's a blessing to have you here. You're our leaders in the next generation. And let me give our listeners just a brief summary of Ava and Johnny's background. Ms. Ava is currently a second semester junior, majoring in psychology and minoring in neuroscience, as well as health and wellness at UNCA Asheville.
She's a student health ambassador. She is a MAHEC intern scholar. And she is a campus rec employee. And she's very passionate about her endeavors, especially interested in pursuing a profession in mental health care and holistic integrative medicine. Ms. Ava, could you share with us your perspective, what you're learning today as the importance of our mental health in our next generation? Ms. Ava, please.
Okay. Honestly, I'm just going to kind of start about what intrigued me first, and I'll kind of build myself onto answering that question. So
yeah.
Basically, for me, I ask myself, why do people do what they do? You know, why do they think what they think? Why do they feel how they feel? Because these questions make me wonder whether discrepancies lie between individual perspectives and reality itself. Like, with that being said, like, the human mind, like, genuinely bewilders me. The raw feelings, reactions, characteristics, personality traits, and intellectualism, et cetera, like, incorporated and expelled throughout an individual intrigue me because of the mind's demonstrated uniqueness and intricacy. Now, I'm not only interested in psychology and all things mental health just because of the beauty behind, like, neurological and psychological intricacies alone, but because I genuinely believe by breaking the stigma surrounding mental health and by providing all people with some sort of psychological, emotional support, we can positively change the reality of all of our individual worlds. And building on that idea, I believe the key to world peace boils down to upkeeping our mental health. For as a human race, we can't overcome the adversities of life if we're all having internal wars ourselves, you know, whether they're subconscious or not. And, like, why is it normalized to get physical checkups yearly and not have to check up on one's mental health just once, you know? So because of this interest of mine, like, I want to become an integrative psychologist. And that's synthesizing, like, what I'm learning in my neuroscience classes and my nutrition classes. And I can talk, like, for hours about the gut-brain axis and stuff like that if you want me to go into depth about, like, what exactly I'm learning today. But I personally believe that integrating food as medicine should be normalized in the psychology industry. You know, like, I've been active all of my life, you know, and I can say for at least myself and my fellow friends and student athletes, healthy foods correlate to optimal performance and more peace of mind, like, overall. So I hope to receive my nutritionist license or health coach licensure on as well, like, as go to graduate school for psychology. So that way I can supplement my practice with those, like, certifications/knowledge. And there's something called the gut microbiome, and this is characterized by the microbial community that inhabits our gut, meaning, like, all the bacteria, fungi, microorganisms that make up our gastrointestinal tract is just, like, another word for the gut microbiome. And basically there's something called the gut-brain axis, meaning that there's a tract that connects this gut of ours to our brain, meaning that our gut feeling is literally, like, connected to our brain.
Yeah.
So, basically, the intestinal microbiome is related to the pathogenesis of mental health disorders because inflammation in the gut, like, from the carcinogens in our environment, like, what's in our food, our water, the pollution, the air we breathe, will cause inflammation both inside and outside of the brain. And neuroinflammation is suspected to be, like, a major cause of mental illness, since it prevents neurotransmitters from, like, basically doing their job, from performing reuptake and synthesizing, releasing like they should. So basically that saying we are what we eat is, like, taken extremely literally. And that's what I've kind of been learning today.
Well, I tell you,
answer.
Yes, I know. I love it. I love it. This is where we are today. And that's why I'm so intrigued by your studies and your aspirations. As we at the Coach Tate Foundation, the New America, our Learning Academy, these are the strategic courses in education that we'll be delivering in 2021 as an alternative education so that we begin to hear your voices as students learning the latest cutting edge. We've had so much mental disparity this year, as we've talked about with COVID and the schools closing down. There's no interaction as it used to be. They're having to learn remotely. and the security of the mindset of the students who are our next generation leaders is massive. But when you look at leaders like yourself and Johnny and Jason, who are really looking at the mindset and what affects our abilities to function, that's cutting edge. Do you not agree that's cutting edge and you have an opportunity to really make an innovative difference going forward?
It's absolutely, it's more than cutting edge. I don't have the human words to describe it. I'm so even like this podcast being here today is such a blessing, such a blessing. I can't emphasize it enough. And I'll have John speak about it because I know he's so excited to be here as well.
Well, let us do that. I thank you for sharing that. It's beyond cutting edge, and indeed it is. So, Johnny, what words do you have to share with our listeners today as far as where you are in your studies at UNC Asheville and what you see as an opportunity going forward to establish new mental health models for our next generation? Johnny.
Thank you, Francine. I'm still learning as we go in the psychology world. I'm still kind of discovering where I am as a potential psychologist and a counselor because I have yet to understand what I fully want to do. And as you well know, I just discovered I'm double majoring in psychology. That's like for the craft and stuff.
What I like, Johnny, when we talked earlier last week when we spoke at our roundtable down there at the Grind, I really paid attention to one thing you said that enlightened me, and I think it's a good path, is you said, I'm curious about the criminal mind and what makes them do. Could you elaborate on that a little more?
Well, see, I'm also... I guess I forgot to mention I'm also majoring in criminal justice, and I take psychology as a kind of like an assisting tool and help me understand like how the criminal mind fluctuates and like what motivates them and what I've learned and kind of what helped like affect society today is that a lot of people are affected by their environment and that they're influenced by the people around them, and one of the biggest things that holds us back psychologically from I guess moving on to the next level of being able to communicate is vulnerability, and that we have a toxic mindset that if we come to counselors or therapists, that it's the fear of being labeled as broken or as, like, damaged. And that's why people don't go to therapists and not psychologists enough in their time.
Yes. Yes, and I really like how you're with that double major in psychology and criminal justice. Because as we look at our society today, and I think a lot of social unrest even in Buncombe County there. And on
right.
campuses, you've got so much going on with the mindset, the mental health of people who look normal, but then when their behavior manifests in a criminality
right.
manner in our society, you want to understand why did that happen? And there is hope for that, type of mental health, isn't it, Johnny?
Yes, and I can explain why people turn to, I guess, criminal behavior. It's because I recently learned, and I guess it was a little bit different as I was looking at these questions. I think it's because it's a level of pain versus pleasure. It's where they minimize the pain and maximize the pleasure, and they kind of put aside the potential outlook that, like, potential punishment that could come out of the crime they're committing, but they always see, like, what they could gain from it. In a sense, that's kind of where our mental health is today, because we're not very open-minded people as a whole society, and we're kind of more focused on self-preservation more than we are on communicating and helping with the community today.
Yes, yes. Very well said. Very well said. And I share your sentiments there, you and Miss Ava, as you know, my background. I think it level sets some of the things we're talking about is insecurity has been an owner of a security business where we trained individuals to come in and protect our power plants where we get our electricity. One of the learnings that I encountered on the range, when we have those individuals come out, they pass tests, now they have a gun and bullets in their hands, and they're shooting at the target. And one of the key things in mental health during that observation and classroom experience, I learned from the instructor. He said, Francina, it's not that gun and those bullets that commit the crime. It's the mindset. It's the mental health being of that human that's
right.
pulling that trigger.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to that, Ava and Johnny? How would you react? I learned that from him directly.
Well, this is a really hard question to completely answer. I mean, everything that we do is purely epigenetic, meaning it's our psychological actions, behaviors, thoughts, tendencies, they are genetic to a certain degree, but it's not until an environment, some sort of trauma, triggers it into being expressed into the real life. So
yes.
it depends, yes. you know, how they were raised. Like, there was a question I was reading on here asking, you know, where does mental health, like, really begin? How, like, what does it fuel from that does, you know, largely get influenced by the parents, the people that we're surrounded by, our school system, the heroes that we see, people we look up to. So, yes, I would agree that, you know, people kill people. That's not necessarily the gun. The person has to, you know, think of everything that goes behind, you know, loading the trigger, et cetera. But like John was saying, I'm fascinated as to understanding their decision making and how we can protect the victim and the person committing the crime.
Yeah.
So,
well said.
With my undergraduate degree, and I'm not quite undergraduate degree, I don't want to speak more on something I'm not fully educated on. But I will get back to you on that. I will definitely get back to you on that.
Well, I think it's a good study point for all of us as we go forward and as leaders by example, because one thing about it is mental health and the mind and the brain is ever evolving. So we have to always evolve, but also have an established base. Now, I like when you went back to the home, because there's one thing here on Empower Family that we emphasize on every talk is in this new America, it all starts at the house. It starts in your environment. And when you start good mental health habits at the house, and when you leave that house, you're able to manifest good mental health or bad mental health. What is your perspective on that, Johnny?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry. I was more listening to what you were saying before the question.
Yes. So no problem. It starts at the house, going back to Ms. Ava's keen observation and what we're doing here at the Coach State is taking everything back to the house around that kitchen table. Would you agree that the model behavior starts at the house for good mental health habits and bad?
Starts at the house. Well,
that's a great.
I would say that it all kind of based. I think as adolescents, as we're all young, we base our behaviors off our parents. It would have said, I guess, at the kitchen table, or how your dad would treat your mom, how your mom would treat your dad. And based on how they would treat each other is how you would treat other humans. By seeing my dad smile with my mom every day, I might smile and wave at, like, my friend or a stranger. Now, by seeing, like, my dad arguing with my mother, or yelling at my mother, I might argue with another person I don't even know or yell at them, just because that's all I know how to do. Because that's a product
right.
of my environment. And part of my gene is from my father. So if my father is a goodwill person, I might have goodwill genes. And then based on his behavior, if he's bad, I have good genes, but bad behavior or vice versa. It really always just depends on how you're influenced.
Exactly.
I would say that we're all innately good, though. I think we are all innately good.
Yeah.
And I know that's a whole nother topic that we can also dive into, but...
I think like we were trying to get to the point earlier. I don't know if we're all innately good. I think we're born neutral. As time goes on, we kind of lean to whichever side we're most influenced by.
Hey, Francina, this is Jason. Hmm. How are you?
Hi, Jason. You made it on with us. Glad you could join us. Welcome.
Yes. Yeah, I've been on.
As you hear, we're already delving into the topic. But let me just share with the listeners a little bit about Jason, who's joined us here for our last part of the segment here. He is a leadership, a certified life coach in Asheville, North Carolina. And he also is the author of several books dealing with leadership in the 21st century. And welcome, Mr. Jason Mohammed. Please.
Yes.
We're talking
Thank
about
you
mental
much.
Health. Can you share with us, please?
Sure, absolutely. First of all, thank you, Francina and Ava and Johnny. Thank you guys for being on here and leading the way. One thing that I know is as it relates to mental health, there are several other like preconditions that exist that align themselves with mental health. For instance, each one of us have a natural happiness set point, which is 50% genetics, and then there's 40% that is mindset, and then 10% is circumstantial. And then on the other side of that is, on average, we have between 60 to 75,000 thoughts per day, and 95% of those thoughts are repetitive, and unfortunately, 80% of those repetitive thoughts are negative. And so as you were talking earlier, as it relates to mindset and the behavior, it all goes back to mindset, right? And mental health, when you have people who have had traumatic experiences and those traumatic experiences have not been put into check or have not been dealt with, have not been even discussed, right? It has a tendency to grow, has a tendency to spread like a cancer, and has a tendency to just take over like a tumor. And so mental health dives all the way, you know, back to childhood, even before childhood, prenatal even, right? And so, the genetics that are sent through the womb and through the sperm into the womb, right? And then that child is born already with a certain set point of a mental health. There's the genetics part, and then there's the circumstantial part, there's the mindset part. So when you have officers who come into a training, right, to become an officer with a loaded weapon on the side, and there's no psychological eval, there's no real diving into the historical traumatic experiences of that not only that officer, but that officer's family, then you may be hiring someone who's just a ticking time bomb.
Yes. And you know what, Jason, to your point, going back to Ms. Ava, we've got a few more minutes left here, but I like what you said about the genetic outcome, and Ava shared that with us in her studies that she's doing around psychological and holistic medicine. And I am such a proponent, and we at the Coach State Foundation, teaching the ancient herbal teas and remedies, food security and food safety. And like you said, what we put into our bodies, I don't think we really recognize the impact it has on our mental health. Would you have any additional comments to add? And Ava, I think that's very fascinating as a point, as student leaders, by example, that we can begin to bring to the forefront is how important our food, our drink, our water, our rest, just our environment, what we're breathing in every day, it has an impact on our mental health.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely it does. Ava, were you going to speak to that?
Oh, no, you can go ahead. You can go ahead.
Okay.
I think.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, just go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Go ahead, Ava, please.
Okay, well, I was actually going to steer away from not only, like, the food we put into our bodies, but just, again, like what Jason was saying, our mindset through day-to-day life. I just want to kind of briefly, for a little bit, I don't have much time left, talk about kind of career pathing. And basically, John was saying how he didn't know if he wanted to, like, what he wanted to do with psychology yet. And I wanted to just say, like, I don't think it's a deal breaker by any means if you don't have your life mapped out to a T. Like, we are human. That's God's job, like, not ours. You know, I believe that God has a plan for each and every one of us, and if we listen to understand God's message in light, if we listen out of love instead of listening to respond or react, God will give us the tools to achieve.
Amen.
Now, let's see. Like, of course, given the topic of this podcast, our mental health is our rock. Our emotional intelligence and mindset is crucial. It's staying true to the goodness of who you innately are. It's about staying true to yourself and consubstantially growing, learning, and developing despite and through the adversities of life. And I may be repeating myself, and I know I don't have much time left, but there's only one of you out there. Simply put, if you can stay disciplined by being true to yourself and your values in this crazy world of beautifully unique people and ideas, naturally you will stand out and opportunity will present itself. Motivation will come and go, but that discipline comes from you. Never stop believing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Miss Ava. We've got about a minute left, guys. We want to get a closing remark from Johnny and a closing remark from Jason, and then we'll wrap this session up to be continued. This is a continuous learning, so we can't get it all done in 30 minutes, but we have next week and the next week after. So, Johnny, please
That's
give
right.
us your closing remark, and then Jason, and then we'll bring this to a close. Great conversation.
Thank you, Francine. I just want to say for the podcast ever, it's such a blessing, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to learn and to be able to express my ideals. And, that's all I got to say until next time. I look forward to our next conversation.
There you go. Thank you so much, Johnny. Thank you. Jason, 30 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you all very much for participating in this podcast. Thank you for the invitation. Look forward to serving you again and with you again. Thank you.
Well, thank you all for being here with us today. We certainly learned a lot, and we look forward to next week. And to all of our listeners, it's family time. It's time to get our mental health affairs in order so we can lead by example today for our tomorrow. We are all one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all peoples. Until next week. Same time, same station. I am Francina Tate Hallres, your hostess.
Family with the dynamic new book by Francina Hallres, Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are. It's the book that gives you insights into life's problems. Francina Hallres is an author, motivational speaker, and national broadcaster who believes the answers to your problems lies within the knowledge that was once traditionally passed down by families. But that knowledge has been short-circuited by today's faster pace. The book, Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are, brings that accumulated wisdom to the problems that all families face. You'll find your copy of Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are, at Amazon and at better bookstores. Empower your life with the dynamic new book, Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are, by Francina Hallres.
Thank you for joining Francina Hallres on Empowered Family Talk. Tune in next week.